war with the establishment. Are you ready for war? Are you going to be conscripted? Coming up, 6 o'clock, WMAL News is now.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now,
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Thompson Creek Windows. Well, the San Francisco 49ers made it closer than many Redskin fans and players wanted, but the Skins came away with the 26-24 win. Coach Jay Gruden.
You know, we got up 17-0. They scored at the end of the half, put a nice drive together, and then they got the ball coming out in the third quarter, got to 17-10. Then we had the big turnover, you know, and let them back in it. And next thing you know, 17-17. I knew after that it'd be a dogfight.
Next Monday night, the Skins are take on Philadelphia. Oil rig explosion in Louisiana last night has left a number of people injured.
The platform where the explosion occurred is used for the transfer of oil. Fire Chief Dave Tibbetts.
Our first objective from the firefighting standpoint is we're trying to stop the oil flow if there's any, and at that point we're going to have to cool it and let it burn off.
The cause of the blast is under investigation. Officials say there's a chance that oil may be leaking into Lake Pontchartrain, but the area's drinking water won't be affected because it comes from the Mississippi River. I'm John Lawrence reporting.
Thousands of Northern Californians have gotten the all clear to return to their homes now that crews have gained ground against those devastating wildfires. The weather's helping, says meteorologist Pedram Javaheri.
Winds have generally calmed down a little bit, say 2 to 5 miles an hour, some areas up to 10 miles per hour, down from the 35 to 40 miles per hour we had just a few days ago. And then the temperatures with an onshore component. Look at this. San Francisco goes from 85 down to 65. Los Angeles from the middle 90s down to the lower 80s. So the firefighters certainly going to be appreciative of the improving conditions across that area of the western U.S.
But officials say the danger from the deadly California fires is far from over. We're just 3 weeks away from Election Day in Virginia, and today is your last chance to register to vote.
If you're new to the Commonwealth or haven't voted before, you must complete the registration process today. The fastest and easiest way, according to Virginia Commissioner of Elections Edgardo Cortez, is to register online.
You will need a Virginia driver's license. If you print out a paper form and mail it in, or if you go in person to a voter registrar's office, you don't need any additional documentation, but in order to register to vote in Virginia, you do have to be 18 or at least be 18 by the upcoming election.
Today is also the deadline if you need to update your voter registration. Election Day is November 7th. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The deadline to submit proposals for Amazon's HQ2 project is coming this week. And while a lot of jurisdictions in the D.C. area are eager to get theirs in, there are a lot of lingering questions.
The region's leading economist, Dr. Stephen Fuller at George Mason, says this region's a good match for Amazon.
So they figure, theoretically, there would be a cost.
That cost, Fuller says, may be getting brushed to the side in the rush to put these plans together.
Put them all in one compound, 100 acres. What does that look like? Traffic, 35,000 housing units, maybe households, how many kids? Infrastructure requirement. This is enormous.
Eight jurisdictions in the region have expressed interest. Prince William, Loudoun, Fairfax, Arlington, Alexandria, the District, Montgomery, and Prince George's. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The Maryland native who was among those seriously injured in the Las Vegas shootings will continue her recovery at Johns Hopkins Hospital in Baltimore. Tina Frost, neurosurgeon in Vegas, told the Capital newspaper that he sent Frost to Hopkins via medical flight yesterday morning after she made significant progress. She'd been in a coma since the shootings, which cost her right eye. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 22,872, the Nasdaq at 66,06. Sports, the Redskins improved to 3-2 with that win over San Francisco. The Giants beat Denver in the late game. The Ravens lose. Baseball, the Dodgers beat the Cubs to take a 2-0 series lead in the NLCS. The Yankees host the Astros tonight in Game 3 of the ALCS. WMAL News Time 6:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Another exciting excursion into broadcast. Excellent.
Rush Limbaugh.
I do this program for one group of people only, and that's you.
Weekdays noon till 3.
It's an enjoyable experience.
On Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Mary Walter here for Thompson Creek Window Company. Your home is your castle, and when it comes to outside noise, you should be in control of what gets in your home. That's why Thompson Creek has developed Sound Shield. Thompson Creek Window Company has designed and built a revolutionary sound-reducing window that's enhanced with their expert installation methods. So your neighbor's car stereo, the dog two houses over, even your friendly neighborhood leaf blower The noise simply gets reduced. SoundShield filters up to 35% more of the outside noise than Thompson Creek's standard sound-reducing double-pane windows, making you king of your castle once again. Call 855-57-CREEK now to buy one window, get one for 50% off, plus no money down and no interest until 2019. And the first 100 jobs get a free SoundShield upgrade. Call 855-57-CREEK now or visit thompsoncreek.com for details.
Have your carpets looking, smelling, and feeling brand new again. Book at ZeroResDC.com.
6:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia 66, we have all lanes reopened again here. 66 East, as you pass Business 234, that left lane had been blocked with the incident, but now gone. But very slow, heavy through that area, and then continuing below speed up towards Centerville. Now, Arlington crews are dealing with a gas main break on a stretch of South George Mason Drive, just south of Columbia Pike, down towards South 4 Mile Run. So do watch for those closure points there. DC 295 northbound as you approach the exit and try to get onto the inbound 11th Street Bridge. That's where we had the crash. Police last check are still there. Update sponsored by Spot Hero. And finally, here's a way that you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First time users can enter promo code DISTRICT for $10 off Spot Hero. Park smarter. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A bit breezy and temperatures may actually fall just a few degrees as a cold front comes through. Got an area of rain coming through this morning, tapering off and getting some sun in here by this afternoon. Highs later today will be in the low 60s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 63 in Alexandria, 60 in Greenbelt, 63 in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Spot Hero. Puerto Rico has an aggressive plan to have 95% of its power restored in time for Christmas. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. And AM 630.
WMAL. And good morning. Happy Monday. Are you ready? Are you ready for what we have for you this morning on this show? At 7:05, legal analyst Joe DeGeneva will be here. He'll be fired up, and we have so much to talk to him about. There is just so much going on. The new documents found, the FBI suddenly found on that tarmac meeting between Bill Clinton and Loretta Lynch. I'm sure he's going to want to comment on that. At 7:35, Newt Gingrich is with us at 7:35, and at 7:45 is Redskins analyst Trevor Maddich to talk about that game. They won, but not by much. And at 8:05, Jonathan Schanzer from the Foundation for Defense of Democracies with an update on the Iran deal. So a lot in store. Good morning, Vince Colonies.
Well, good morning. Are you ready for war? Are you ready for war, specifically, against the Republican Party's establishment? There's a call for war here, and that's from a man by the name of Steve Bannon. He was working, of course, recently for the President of the United States, but has since left and now running Breitbart News again. But he spoke at the Value Voters Summit this weekend, and while he was there, he mentioned that there is a war going on, but it's not his war. It's all of ours.
This is not my war. This is our war. And y'all didn't start it. The establishment started it.
The establishment started, he said. This is a GOP establishment, he says, that's for far too long been patting you on the head.
There's a time and season for everything. And right now, it's a season of war against a GOP establishment. It's no longer acceptable to come and pat you on the head and tell you everything's going to be fine. Just get these guys in office.
So what's interesting here is, I mean, for any number of things, I think there's a lot of people who are upset with the Republican Party. There's been reports that Steve Bannon is supporting primary opponents against every Republican running for Senate re-election next year, with the exception of Ted Cruz, who he's supportive of. But beyond that, he wants to run primary candidates against all these guys. He's spoken to upwards of like 15 different people, if not more, who are interested in running for these Senate seats. So are you with him? Do you think this is a war? Should you be on a war footing? Are you at war here against the Republican Party's establishment? Bannon reportedly has two conditions for candidates that he's supporting in these Senate races. One, they will vote against Mitch McConnell as majority leader. That's one condition for them. The other is that they'll vote to end the Senate's ability to block legislation through filibustering. So he wants to end the filibuster as it exists now, and he wants to get rid of Mitch McConnell as the majority leader of the Senate in the Republican Party. So I wonder if you're supportive of all that. 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL.
I think a lot of people would like to see Mitch McConnell go. I don't believe Mitch McConnell is an effective leader. Every now and then, the blind squirrel finds a nut. But other than that, I don't think Mitch McConnell is a very strong leader. I think Mitch McConnell is one of those Republicans who is so used to losing that he doesn't know how to win. They don't fight. You hear this a lot, and I know I've been saying this a lot. The Republicans don't fight. They snatch defeat from the jaws of victory every single time. And it is so maddening that I think Mitch McConnell, I would like to see him go. But unless somebody primaries him, he's the only choice if you don't want to vote for the Democrats. So Mitch McConnell keeps getting reelected because he's the only choice you have. So you vote for the lesser of two evils. Well, if I have a choice between voting for a far left Democrat or someone that I think is far left and Mitch McConnell, well, I'm going to vote for Mitch McConnell if I'm in Kentucky. I'm going to keep reelecting Mitch. So the idea of primarying some of these guys that are establishment and don't seem to know how to win, maybe it's time. There are a lot of them that I feel it's time for them to go. You've had a good run. Maybe you need to go get a job and work under the laws that you forced on the rest of us. Maybe it's time for you to have to go buy your health care on the exchanges or have to deal with it like the rest of us. So I don't necessarily have a problem. My only fear...
Well, even in primarying, he's been able to stand up against opposition. He ran against Matt Bevin and was able to eradicate him. But... Yeah, he's maintained that position in his seat in Kentucky.
Well, the reason that he beat Matt Bevin is because he has more money than someone else. But if you get someone like Steve Bannon, who is rallying, for instance, the Mercers, he apparently had a meeting with the Mercers, they're on the same page.
Yes.
So it looks like he's going to be rallying some money. So that gives someone who's primarying an incumbent more of an edge.
Right.
I think it gives them more than they would normally have.
And that's key to this, the money. I want to mention the Mercers, by the way, big Ted Cruz supporters. Don't forget that element of this.
And who is he not going to primary?
Ted Cruz.
Ted Cruz.
Exactly. So in the middle of all of this are the Mercers and Steve Bannon, and that's why most people believe, of course Ted Cruz is going to get out of this scot-free in terms of being the focus of a Bannon war here.
Here's one fear that I have. Does it help the Democrats at all? If you take out a Republican who can win on name recognition, and a lot of people win on name recognition, which makes me crazy, because there are people who go into the voting booth and say, oh yeah, I know that name, I'm going to vote for him, or I'm going to vote for her, because I know that name. Yeah, they're good. They've been in there for a really long time. They must be good. And they vote for the person whose name they recognize, not based at all on qualification. They just go in there and they vote because, oh yeah. So does that help maybe the Democrats in some way if you start to primary some of these established, long-standing Republicans? That's my only fear.
Yeah, and by the way, remember there was conservatives got together on Capitol Hill last week calling for Mitch McConnell to step down as well. So a lot of people were upset with the Senate leadership here in particular. Paul Ryan, not as much in terms of getting the type of blowback here. You talked to members of the House, and I think I mentioned to you last week, Trent Franks in particular, who I spoke with, is just very upset with the rules of the Senate. So Paul Ryan can try as he might all the time to get legislation passed, but in order for it to fit the rules of the Senate, to get past this oppressive filibuster structure, it just takes an incredible amount of manipulation in order to get something through the Senate. So I think House members feel like, hey, we're doing our job. Now the Senate has to do theirs.
Yeah, and we just got a tweet here, and I guess this is Cope, number 6, says, 100%, meaning they got to go. They lied to the American people. They're all like, yeah, 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 but when it comes down to it, no, they got to go.
All right, John, we see you standing by. We'll get to you here in a moment. And more of your calls, 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. Are you ready for war? with the establishment GOP. It's all ahead. 6:15 now, WML traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland 270 southbound, very slow. Lanes, though, open as you head through Urbana and Hyattstown. 355 heavier than normal, too. That took some of the bailout traffic. They had an earlier morning crash on 270, now cleared for a while. Top side of the Maryland Beltway as you head from College Park and around to Silver Spring, slowing through that stretch. Also, we had a crash outer loop near St. Barnabas Road. That had been cleared to the shoulder. DC, 295 northbound. We're still in a bit of a crunch here, trying to get to the exit to the inbound 11th Street Bridge due to the accident right as you get onto the bridge span. So still watch for police there. Arlington, they were dealing with a gas main break on a stretch of South George Mason Drive. So if you head in that direction, South George Mason Drive between Columbia Pike and South 4 Mile Run, that's where you have all the activity. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, rain ending this morning with breaks of sun in the afternoon. It'll be cooler with a high of 63 degrees. Tonight, clear skies, low near 45 degrees. Tomorrow, sunny, high at 63. Right now in the nation's capital, it's 63 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by Metro 29 Diner.
In the mood for a classic New York-style diner experience? Try Metro 29 Diner. Open daily from 6 a.m. until midnight. Great food and lots of it at affordable prices. Metro 29 Diner, Lee Highway and Glebe Road in Arlington.
All right, Steve Bannon saying, this is war. He said this weekend at the Values Voters Summit. By the way, the whole press got kicked off into a frenzy. Oh, my goodness, Steve Bannon. He's in charge of everything. He's, like, running the whole world. Yeah, he's going to war with the GOP establishment. And he says they're at war against you. They're already at war against you. Are you at war with them? 888-630-9625. 888-630-WMAL. Let's go to John in La Plata this morning. John, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall.
Hey, good morning.
Hi.
Hey, you know, it's like the big problem with the Republican establishment is whenever they go into negotiations with the Democrats, they're only negotiating positions they pay down across the table so the Democrats can line up on both sides for them.
They lay down across the table so the Democrats can line up on both sides for them? Is that what you said?
Yeah, I mean, it's disgraceful. I mean, they surrender right off the bat. They just break in. It's just pathetic.
Yeah, thank you very much, John. It's a rough connection this morning, but his beef that Republicans just far too often are surrendering on major battles, that they aren't rising to the occasion, that they aren't representing the voters the way they want to be represented. You know, I think about this healthcare fight. Even if the filibuster was gone, Mitch McConnell couldn't get 50 votes. They couldn't even get the simple majority. So forget the filibuster equation for a second. John McCain comes in and gives a thumbs down. Sorry, they're at 49. They weren't able to get the healthcare repeal and replace in order. So, you know, there are some things here. You know, and the other thing, to Mitch McConnell's credit, here's the one big thing that people point out, Neil Gorsuch, that he stopped Merrick Garland in his tracks, that the Senate never even considered placing Merrick Garland on the Supreme Court, yet Neil Gorsuch, Trump nominates him. He makes it to the Supreme Court. Mitch McConnell gets him through the Senate. And that is widely seen as a great success for the Senate to have gotten Neil Gorsuch through.
Oh, you mean he did his job? Mitch McConnell did his job and we're supposed to do a dance? Good for him. Yay. Name me another one. That's my problem. That's my problem. Everyone, I hear so many people say, well, he got Neil Gorsuch through. Great. Awesome. How much are we paying you? You did it once. What else are you doing? That's why I don't have a problem with Steve Bannon declaring war on GOP establishment. I think people are fed up. I really, truly do.
There's another test this week. It's whether or not they can get this Senate budget resolution through, which will allow tax reform to push forward. It's a critical vehicle for them to get tax reform done, and they're working on getting more of the votes. I'm not precisely sure what the count is, but I believe they're at like 48 or 49 right now. So they are a vote or two away from actually getting a Senate budget resolution passed and getting President Trump's tax reform program well on its way.
And to be fair to Mitch, I'm going to try to be fair to Mitch here.
Please try.
I'm going to try. I'm really going to try to find it in my heart to be fair to him. But here's the thing. I understand that what he's doing is akin to herding cats. I get it. And everybody's got a different opinion and everybody's got their own thing. And I'm looking out for, you know, my people in Alaska who are going to lose Medicare and this and that and everything else. So it's not an easy job. It's not an easy task. And I don't expect him to have a win all the time. However, you need to be a leader. And I don't think that Mitch McConnell is a leader, because for so long, Mitch McConnell has been a leader who never had any power. Right. And I think he just kind of got used to never having any expectations of him. There were never any expectations to win. So, again, I go back to my point where I just don't think they know how to, because they've never had to try to win, because they knew they were always going to lose. So they never had to do anything. They coasted along going, oh, well, we're not in the majority. Right. We can't win.
So they took a resistance posture for the last 8 years. They finally have to change positions here, and they're not quite sure how to get into the gear.
Exactly. Exactly. And Tim here tweeted us and said, with the exception of a few, we should clean the House and Senate. The parties are in cahoots with each other, and they are both fighting the president.
Steve Bannon also saying this weekend, in case you have any question about whether or not Trump is going to make it a full term, he's going to go a lot longer than that.
President Trump's not only going to finish this term, he's going to win with 400 electoral votes in 2020.
400 electoral votes in 2020. So he's set for 8 years, just so you know. That's according to Steve Bannon.
I have to tell you, a lot of people are saying, oh, President Trump hasn't done anything. What has he done? I heard it all weekend. He hasn't passed health care. I don't think he's going to get the tax reform. What has he done?
Also, importantly, have the Democrats changed anything meaningful about their party or their platform since Hillary's election? Has anything specifically changed in the platform? No. Has Hillary Clinton gone away? You know, the thing that's been weighing around their necks.
Has Hillary Clinton gone away?
No. Who's the front runner here? We have no idea. So the idea that Trump is going to categorically be ruled out from re-election this early on is crazy. I think President Trump, if he wants to, can succeed running for re-election very easily, given the same exact forces that put him in office in the first place.
That's the key. And that is one thing. You tie those two together. The left has no clue. They still don't understand why he won. They still don't get it. There was a study that was commissioned to study white voters, white middle American voters.
That's right, a George Soros study.
Right, because they don't understand it. They still don't get it. And as long as they don't get it, he can win.
Turns out people are not as interested in transgender bathrooms and global warming as you might think.
Huh, who knew?
622 on WMAL.
Critics are calling Only the Brave a stunning tribute to true American heroes.
Cars making a run toward our hometown.
A masterpiece. Josh Brolin, Miles Teller, Jeff Bridges, and Jennifer Connelly.
We are in front of the flaming front!
Only the Brave, directed by Joseph Kosinski. Rated PG-13. Friday.
Why spend your free time going from store to store? This is Mary Walter, and if you're looking for quality flooring at incredibly low prices, you need to call 50 Floor. Every day, their friendly flooring experts help people choose from hundreds of samples in the comfort of their own home. They'll come to your home on your schedule and help you find the perfect flooring to fit your lifestyle, unique needs, and budget. You can see how samples look in your lighting with your furniture. It couldn't be easier or more convenient. And installation? It's so easy. They move all of your furniture for you, so no heavy lifting. And during the month of October, installation is free. So whether it's carpet, hardwood, laminate, or vinyl, contact 50 Floor. Don't spend your precious free time running around looking for the best deal. Schedule an in-home consultation at 50floor.com today. Use promo code WMAL and get an additional $100 discount. Go to 50floor.com for complete details and licensure information. 50floor.com.
Call 877-50-FLOOR. Pick up the phone, we'll be knocking at your door.
You can have the convenience of teeth in a day with a 10-year warranty on implants from a dentist who has well over 30 years of experience. Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry, and I can restore a full arch of teeth with a variety of sedation options to keep you completely relaxed and comfortable. Did you know losing one or more of your teeth can affect your smile, your ability to chew properly, and change the shape of your face, causing the appearance of premature aging? Dental implant treatments created from state-of-the-art materials using the latest technology are now the standard of care for tooth replacement. In most cases, I can provide teeth in a day, so you'll leave my office with a perfect new smile. And for our high-fear patients, you can even sleep through the entire procedure. Isn't it time for you to smile easy? Call McMillan Sedation Dentistry 703-503-9490. Online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
Larry O'Connor here. You know, I had the same fears about having LASIK surgery as everyone else. I didn't want someone sticking anything in my eyes. What put me at ease was the fact that Dr. Mark Whitten is the most experienced LASIK and raindrop surgeon in the area. I noticed new benefits every day. My distance vision is great, and I no longer need reading glasses. It's amazing. Schedule your LASIK or reading vision consultation at WhittenLaserEye.com or call 301-825-5755. That's WhittenLaserEye.com. At Whitten Laser Eye, you'll see the difference.
625 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Virginia, slow go. Interstate 95 past a crash. Update now sponsored by Detox and Treatment Helpline. It's northbound 95. It's come up to 123. That's where the crash looks like it's mostly blocking that exit ramp to get onto 123, but crowds the right lane of the main lines, and everyone can see it. So that's why we're all bogged down through that stretch. Beyond, no problems heading up through to the Capitol Beltway. 395, you're still okay here off the Beltway 2 and across the 14th Street Bridge. 66 eastbound as you pass Business 234, crash to the shoulder. And then we had a second one in Centerville, and I'm looking at it in the cameras. Looks like just one car, one police car left shoulder as you approach and pass exit 28 Centerville. DC, yes, getting the all clear here and definitely seeing some improvement northbound side of 295. The crash at the 11th Street Bridge is gone. Know someone with a drug or alcohol problem will get help within 24 hours. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-430-4149. 800-430-4149. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Scattered areas of wet weather around this morning. Cold fronts on the move. Rain showers this morning. Some pockets of moderate rain at times. A little breezy, and temperatures later today will be in the low 60s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
It's currently 63 degrees in the nation's capital, 627 on WMAL.
Oh, yes. We had a wonderful night. Vince, I want to thank you for a great night last night.
My pleasure. Would you please explain that quickly?
And I would like to thank Chris Plant and Larry O'Connor and Dr. Gorka and Joe DeGeneva for a great night last night. Thank you, boys. It was the Free Speech Forum was last night.
That's right.
And I want to thank all of our listeners who came out. It was a packed room last night. It was fantastic. There were hundreds of people there. I think every seat was pretty much taken. So thank you to everyone who came out. It was really, really a lot of fun. And it started off with something very interesting, very quickly. It started off with something akin to this.
They had these beautiful soft towels, very good towels. And I came in and there was a crowd of a lot of people and they were screaming and they were loving everything. And I was having fun. They were having fun.
Apparently, President Trump was there, and instead of President Trump chucking paper towels into the crowd, it was Chris Plant. Yeah, Chris, he's going to take out somebody's eye with those things.
Chris football throwing paper towels into the audience.
It was such a fun time. It really was. Thank you so much to everybody who came out. We had a blast. 628 on WMAL.
Chris Plant here. You may have heard me talk about the 2017 Chevrolet Bolt EV, the all-electric vehicle that can go up to 238 miles on a full charge. But did you know the Chevy Bolt EV is full of technologies to help you maximize your range? Things like Regen on Demand, a regenerative braking pedal that restores energy to the battery while you slow down. If you haven't already, check out Chevy today. The all-electric 2017 Chevy Bolt EV. It's not just a great electric car, it's a great car.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage, $75 per month level rate for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110 per month, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rate guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates available for you as well. At Termbusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call today for a quote at 1-800-569-5440. That's 1-800-569-5440. You're probably paying more than you should. Call Termbusters, 1-800-569-5440, or visit our website at termbusters.net. Remember, 1-800-569-5440. Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting. Exam required to qualify.
This is Larry Michael, the voice of the Washington Redskins, here to talk to you about Innovation Health, the official health insurance company of the Washington Redskins. With a hand-picked, preferred network of doctors, Innovation Health offers lower-cost, high-quality care you can feel good about. To learn more, visit yourhealthaboveall.com. That's yourhealthaboveall.com. Health insurance plans are offered or underwritten by Innovation Health Insurance Company and Innovation Health Plan, Inc.
Hillary Clinton can't believe that somebody accused of sexual assault could be president of the United States. Amazing. 6:30 now. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now,
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by LeafGuard. After blowing a 17-point lead, the Redskins scramble back and beat the 49ers 26-24, handing San Francisco its sixth loss without a win. But quarterback Kirk Cousins has a lot of respect for the Niners.
They're a really good football team, and they just haven't found a way to win a game. But, you know, they're an NFL football team, so knew it wasn't going to be easy and just proud of the way we found a way to win.
Next up, the Skins take on the Eagles next Monday night in Philadelphia. At least seven people are hospitalized after an explosion on an oil rig near New Orleans. Kenner, Louisiana Mayor Ben Zahn says the blast happened in Lake Pontchartrain.
Got a lot of reports on Facebook, phone calls coming in, text messages coming in. Large sonic boom came into these residences, these neighborhoods. We immediately sent out the Kenner Fire Department. We checked anywhere from Gabriel, which is the next subdivision over, going all the way to Chateau Lakefront, to Woodlake. No factual reports. Kenner Fire Department knocked on some doors. One resident said maybe some pebbles. Nothing that's going to hurt any homes at this point.
In Puerto Rico, a published report suggests that people are drinking water taken from a federally designated hazardous waste site.
Some Puerto Ricans are so desperate to find water here on the island that they've started tapping into wells on what is described as a Superfund site. This is an official designation issued by the Environmental Protection Agency. Superfund sites exist all over the country. They're considered some of the most toxic sites and ground areas in the United States.
Correspondent Ed Lavandera. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 22,872, the NASDAQ at 66,06. Sports sponsored by Exergen Temporal Scanner. The Redskins blow a 17-0 lead but beat the 49ers. The Ravens lose. The Giants beat the Broncos in the late game. Baseball, the Dodgers win game 2 of the NLCS. The Yankees and Astros play game 3 of the ALCS tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Changes in weather can lead to colds and other ailments. Rely on the most accurate, easy-to-use thermometer, the Exergen Temporal Scanner. Now at your local club warehouse and other fine retailers.
You've heard the saying that the only two sure things in life are death and taxes. Well, I'm going to add a third thing to that list. Autumn leaves will clog your gutters. Unclogging those gutters is really messy and really dangerous. Hey, it's Chris Plant here for the LeafGuard gutter system. It's the only one-piece covered gutter system on the market today. It's perfectly engineered to let water in and keep leaves and debris out. Best of all, LeafGuard comes with a lifetime no-clog warranty. If they ever do clog, LeafGuard will unclog them for free. I've seen firsthand how LeafGuard works, and it's an amazing product. Right now, get 80% off labor and a $100 Visa gift card with your whole home gutter system purchase. Set up your in-home estimate today, and they'll also throw in a $50 restaurant.com voucher with your free estimate. No purchase necessary. Call 703-291-3114. That's 703-291-3114. Or visit BeldonDC.com. That's BeldonDC.com.
MS-13's motto is kill, rape, control. This violent gang with illegal immigrants has been tied to a string of brutal murders in Virginia. MS-13 pushes drugs and turns young girls into sex slaves. MS-13 is a menace. Yet Ralph Northam cast the deciding vote in favor of sanctuary cities that let dangerous illegal immigrants back on the street, increasing the threat of gangs like MS-13. Ralph Northam's policies are dangerous. There's a better choice. Ed Gillespie is endorsed by the Virginia Police Benevolent Association and 55 sheriffs.
As governor, I'll make Virginia safer and stronger. We have to ban sanctuary cities and deport dangerous illegal immigrants who commit crimes, starting with ruthless MS-13 gang members. I'll stand with law enforcement to keep your family safe.
Ed Gillespie, for a safer, stronger Virginia.
I'm Ed Gillespie, candidate for governor, and I paid for and authorized this ad.
When you are depressed, that black cloud was always there.
In my mind, with depression, nobody wanted to be around me.
I know the pain that I was causing my family.
There's hope for those struggling with depression. Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers, North America's leading provider of TMS therapy, has provided more than 100,000 life-changing treatments to patients suffering with depression. Often, medication and talk therapy are not enough. TMS therapy is a non-drug, non-sedating therapy that's FDA indicated for treatment of depression in those who have not benefited from prior antidepressant medication.
My doctor at Greenbrook really understood. I'm a different person and I'm just happy again.
I have hope. It's been life changing.
My daughter, she was noticing a difference in me, and she just out of the blue said to me, my happy mom is back.
Accepting most insurance, including Medicare. For your free consultation, visit HopeTMS.com. That's HopeTMS.com.
635 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
66, we're a little bit busy here, Bill. Let's get you into Centerville. If you're coming eastbound out of Manassas, right as you come up to the exit for 28 Centerville, the minor incident that was on the left shoulder, looks like we had to have additional help at the scene. So ambulance is there, fire and rescue. Left lane is now blocked. 66, 28 Centerville. That's the story there. The scoop on southbound 95. The reason for the unexpected delay, the crash as you come up to Dale Boulevard, that was in the right lane, and then northbound at 123 for the incident. We have wet pavement around the region, so take it easy. We have a lot of fender benders. Good news from DDOT. Crews have cleared the crash. If you're coming from northbound 295 to the 11th Street Bridge, much better right at that exit for the bridge span with lanes open. And on the Maryland Beltway, leaving the Wilson Bridge, heading Outer Loop after St. Barnabas Road, a crash cleanup continues along the left side. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We'll continue to run the wet weather across the area on this Monday. The rain will be ending this morning. We might get some sun this afternoon. The change will be temperatures. What you see this morning will be higher than this afternoon's temperatures, which will be about 63 on a northwest breeze. Clear tonight, a north breeze, colder 45, suburbs 30s. Sunny tomorrow, 63. Sunny Wednesday, low 70s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 61 in Springfield, 59 in Rockville, 63 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. At AM 630.
WMAL. Well, good morning. 637 here on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. 705 this morning, Joe DeGeneva will join us. 735, former Speaker of the House, Newt Gingrich. And then at 7:45, WMAL Redskins analyst Trevor Maddich will break down what the Redskins accomplished this weekend. By the way, they gave the San Francisco 49ers an NFL record of sorts. You'll find out what that is. And then at 8:05, Jonathan Schanzer from the Foundation for Defensive Democracies breaks down the latest as President Trump moves to decertify the Iran deal. 6:38 now. Vince Colling is alongside Mary Walter.
And good morning. Happy Monday to you. Hillary Clinton gave an interview on BBC's Channel 4 News on Saturday. And it was interesting because the questioning and the conversation turned to Harvey Weinstein. What's everyone talking about? Harvey Weinstein. So that's where the conversation went. Now, for Hillary Clinton, These are muddy waters. These are dangerous waters for Hillary Clinton because, obviously, of her husband and some things. So Hillary was Hillary, which is amazing. So she was being interviewed by Andrew Marr. And we have some of this for you. Here, Hillary talks about what President Trump did, because you know she has to pivot back to President Trump.
That's about Harvey Weinstein,
because you know, we have a sexual assaulter in the White House, according to Hillary. And she compares President Trump to Harvey Weinstein.
Applicable.
Harvey Weinstein. Friend of yours, right? Gave lots of, you know, he gave lots of money to your campaign over time.
Not a lot, but he gave money.
Not a lot.
Oh, I don't know, $12,000, $16,000, something like that.
Are you giving it back to giving it to charity?
We're going to. Yeah, we're going to.
How
absolutely.
Long will it take?
Oh,
surely you can just write a check and give the money back, can't you?
Well, it has to come out of our campaign funds, right. So there's a little more, but it will be done. And that, but that's not the issue. The issue really is how terrible his behavior was. And finally, women have come forward to speak out about it, which they hadn't before, for all the reasons that they relate.
You are a beacon of feminism. You talk, you know, for women's rights. You knew Harvey Weinstein well. At what stage? And you must have known the rumors about him.
No, I did not. I did not know.
Everyone knew rumors about him. Not specific cases, but everyone knew that Harvey Weinstein, apparently, in his circle, was a little bit, you know.
Well, all I can tell you is that I did not hear those things. Look, we just elected a person who admitted sexual assault to the presidency. So there's a lot of other issues that are swirling around these kinds of behaviors that need to be addressed. And I think it's important that we stay focused and shine a bright spotlight and try to get people to understand how damaging this is. And the women coming forward is the only way that that story will be told.
Okay, can we unpack, like, everything that happened in that interview? One thing is, like, why do we have to send her to a foreigner for a tough interview? Like, why can't that have happened in the United States? All good, due credit, was Andrew Marr, is that this guy's name?
Yes.
Congratulations, Andrew Marr, for asking some, like, good questions, some pointed questions of Hillary Clinton. Another, she claims, what, $15,000, $16,000 or something of donations from Harvey Weinstein in this interview. Harvey Weinstein donated more than $46,000 to her recent presidential campaign. The other thing is when she says, like, oh, it wasn't that much money. If it was just $15,000 or $16,000, to most Americans, that's a lot of money we're talking about. It doesn't have to be millions. She has, like, no relative bearing to what people consider a lot of money. If you donate $15,000 to $16,000 to a candidate, that's a lot of money you've just donated. I would be like, wow, you must love that person. You donated that much money to them? Holy cow. So there's that. And then the last point, which you've already made, Mary, which is the idea that we have a sexual assaulter in the Oval Office. Well, wait a second. Hillary Clinton? Wait a second. Wait one doggone second, Mrs. Clinton. Do you remember who you're married to? Like, what are you talking about? How many times, how many accusations of sexual assault do we have to hear against Bill Clinton? The guy was impeached for lying about an affair he had. I mean, this is unbelievable. It's so funny. And by the way, she's, like, still out there. She's, like, still doing this. Like, if she's not going to be able to be president, she's going to do, like, 6 million interviews.
Well, she's hawking a book. She wants to collect more money. That's all the Clintons are worried about is just, they're like vacuums, just sucking up money. Well, you talk about Andrew Marr being more of an actual interview, an actual journalist, as opposed to a propagandist, as us Dr. Gorka pointed out last night. We have propagandists posing as journalists, not this guy. When she said, after all, we have someone admitting to be a sexual assaulter in the Oval Office, after the clip you just heard, he went on to say, and he pointed out that she dismissed allegations made by women against her husband.
Yeah,
she flat out dismissed them and called these women liars.
But this goes to show you how safe that she thinks she is. That she thinks that she's always going to get cover for that.
Yeah,
that nobody's going to challenge her on it. That people are going to be like, not even considering that her husband was accused of these things. Like, is she? It's amazing. Like, how could you walk through life like that, where you kind of feel like you're always protected by the press?
Well, I think it's easy. She was in response to it. She said, well, that's all been litigated. That was subject of a huge investigation in the late 90s. There were conclusions drawn. That was in the past. So she had a canned answer. She knew what to say. Excuse me. But you say, how could she feel protected? Look at football players. They have no clue. It's the same thing. If you lead a privileged life, if the rules don't traditionally apply to you, you begin to believe that the rules will never apply to you. She's always gotten a free pass from the press. Why would she not get a free pass in the future?
No, I know. I'm just saying, it's a sad state of affairs. It's amazing that she can get away with that. That she can be like, we have a sexual assaulter in the White House. Can you believe? In what country would we put somebody who's been accused of sexual assault in the White House? How dare we? What?
Do you think she really believes?
Why would you even broach that subject if you really?
Do you think that she really believes, seriously believes, that her husband was totally innocent? Do you think she buys that?
Not according to campaign Hillary, who says that accusers should be believed.
Right, but I wonder if she believes that her husband is really, truly innocent. He's the exception to the rule, just like
her. The point is, it's political expedience for her. Whatever's the most convenient. 644 on WMAL.
Do you need to reduce your budget? Get free coffee for your office and save hundreds of dollars just for ordering office products from VFOP. Call VFOP today at 703-569-9500 or visit them online at VFOP.com for more details.
I want to ask you, how safe is your home? Do you feel safe in your home? Like when you go to bed at night, do you feel safe knowing that you're secure? And you probably do a mental check as you're laying there. Did I lock the door? Because I've done that before. Did I lock the door? And I'll even get out of bed to go check and make sure that I locked the door. Why? Because making my home safe is my responsibility. It's not my neighbor's responsibility. It's nobody else's responsibility. It's my job to do that. So when I want to make my home safe, my job, buck stops here. And when I'm looking for someone to help me with a job, I look for the right person. I just look for anybody. So who do I trust and recommend for you to keep your home safe? Ackerman Security Systems. It's a no-brainer because Ackerman Security has been known as the sign of real security for over half a century. The police know this, the criminals know this, which is awesome, and I know it. Ackerman is the only home security expert in America that will actually guarantee against burglary. Join the 1 million Americans that trust Ackerman Security to help make their home safe. Learn why Ackerman is the nation's safest at nothefguarantee.com. That's nothefguarantee.com for Ackerman Security.
6:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Good morning. Couple unusual delays. Get ready if you're heading toward or away from the Woodrow Wilson Bridge. The delays to the bridge span out of Maryland before St. Barnabas Road. Unexpected volume on the outer loop, and this is due to the crash after St. Barnabas Road. So if you're coming out of Virginia, crossing the Wilson Bridge and heading in that stretch, watch for some slowdowns up ahead, trying to get everything contained to the left shoulder. Southbound 95 in Virginia. Delays continue down southbound near Dale Boulevard. Still have the right lane blocked. This accident had a fuel spill, so that's why it's a lengthy cleanup, thus the unusual southbound delays. Now for northbound 95, it's a Monday morning. We have rain and drizzle. We're slow through Stafford, Aquia, Dale City toward the Occoquan. 66, the crash in Centerville, just confined again to the left shoulder. So the VDOT truck out of that left lane. No, I'll get there. Out of the left lane onto the shoulder. I want to give you the right info there. But a lot of slowdowns heading through Manassas up to 28. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Gusty breeze this morning and the rain will be around. The occasional rain will taper off to showers and then eventually ending this afternoon. Some breaks of sun in, cooler and breezy this afternoon, low 60s. Overnight tonight, 45, clear, suburbs colder. Sunny tomorrow, 63. Then a warm-up on Wednesday. Sunny highs in the low 70s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 63 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by Hadid Carpet Cleaning.
You've put it off long enough. Your rugs and carpets need a deep-down professional clean. So call someone you can trust. Call Joe Hadid. And right now, get 20% off any implant rug cleaning. Call 703-241-1111 or go to joehadid.com.
All right, well, naturally, at 6:47 in the morning, it's time for some donut news. You will not believe, either of these stories, but let me share first. This vintage donut salad recipe.
Whoa.
Donut salad. Have you ever heard of donut salad?
No, and for good reason.
Is there anybody out there going, wow, that sounds like a great salad? Donut salad. So political scientist Paul Ferry, he posted a picture of a recipe that he found that has just confused a lot of people. It's an old recipe. You can tell it's old because the font is written in old typeset. It's called a prune and cream cheese donut salad. Okay, there's only four ingredients to it. A quarter pound of cream cheese, four prunes, four donuts, and four lettuce leaves. Did I say lettuce? Lettuce leaves.
So one leaf of lettuce for an entire donut.
That's right. One leaf of lettuce per donut. And so what you do is you quarter the donut, garnish. You cut it into small pieces, then you spread the cut ends with cream cheese, and then you put the donut back together into like a cream cheese stuffed donut. Then you place it on a lettuce leaf. On each side of the donut, place a prune that has been stuffed with cream cheese, and that serves four.
That's a cream cheese salad. You're eating like an entire package of cream cheese in that.
That's unbelievable. So anyways, that's your donut salad. And people saying, well, if that can be salad, I want an ice and whiskey salad.
So the lettuce leaf is basically a garnish. It's just something to serve the donut on.
There's so much donut news. 6:49 on WMAL.
If you missed it, here's this week's federal benefits lesson from Winter Troxell.
So when it comes to retirement, it's going to be even more important to make sure that you're getting value out of your TSP, and that is that you can connect the TSP and its rules to how to withdraw money most successfully for what you're going to want to accomplish in retirement.
More lessons online at wintertroxell.com. And join us Saturday afternoons at 2 o'clock for About Federal Benefits with Winter Troxell on WMAL.
Eras. They're defined by accomplishments, by victories, by those with the energy to power a dream. We were America's third largest capital investor in 2016. At NextEra Energy, we're helping ensure that the next energy to power our dreams will be American energy. This is our era. This is America's energy era. Go to NextEraEnergy.com to see how we're investing in America's energy era.
Say, are you a single person on the dating scene? Well, join the club, man. Plenty of people out there are single and loving it. But what if you don't wish to remain single? Don't worry. Love will surely find you. It might happen at, oh, let's just say, a baseball game. There you are in the stands, having a beer and a frankfurter and rooting for your home team. Suddenly, a gorgeous person of the opposite sex approaches you and asks if you're in her seat. You compare tickets, and somehow you've both been issued the same one. Management feels terrible and immediately moves you together to a private box. There you fall madly in love, and your team wins the World Series, and you catch the winning home run on your wedding day. Or you could call the dating experts at It's Just Lunch. Your It's Just Lunch matchmaker will personally set you up on some real dates for some real fun, real fast. So stop dreaming and start dating. It's Just Lunch. The smarter way to date.
Call or text 202-466-6699 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com.
The stock market has hit an all-time high more than 35 times so far this year. What will it do next? And what should you do about it with your investments? Hi, I'm Rick Edelman, host of The Rick Edelman Show. Don't let the stock market determine whether you can retire or stay retired. I invite you to our fun and informative seminar, Preparing for Retirement, to show you how you can get the most from your IRAs and retirement accounts in Social Security benefits and by handling your beneficiary designations correctly. These three strategies can help you enjoy a secure and financially successful retirement. Choose from five seminars in Maryland and Virginia the week of October 16th, weeknights at 7, Saturday at 11. Just $15 a person, $25 a couple. Register at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. Or call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, LLC. Member FINRA, SIPC.
This is Michael Medved. I'm here with Mike Stahl from Health Markets, helping folks find the right Medicare coverage. The news reports say that the rates might be going down.
The government projects the cost of Medicare plans will decrease this year. So you have to ask yourself, are you getting the best rate? Health Markets offers a free service with access to thousands of Medicare plans nationwide to help folks maximize their benefits and save money.
What is it people need to keep in mind?
Enrollment in the right plan is not automatic. With so many Medicare options, it can be confusing. My advice, don't go it alone. Get unbiased help to find a plan that may cost less and cover more with lower co-payments, more choices like dental and vision, and the freedom to choose your doctors. With the enrollment deadline only weeks away, it's important to act now. Our Health Markets Medicare assistance is free.
Thanks, Mike. This is Michael Medved for Health Markets.
For your free Medicare assistance, call 800-349-8892. That's 800-349-8892. 800-349-8892.
6:53, let's see how your money's doing and check in with Jessica Ettinger at the CNBC News Desk. Good morning.
Hi, Vincent. Good morning. Stocks are on a streak as we hit mid-October here. Futures are higher, pointing to a higher open on Wall Street this morning. Markets are mostly higher in Europe and Asia right now. Crude oil is above $52 a barrel. This as Iraqi troops seize parts of an oil-rich Kurdish region. California firefighters say they've turned the corner on some of the wildfires in wine country that have killed dozens of people and destroyed thousands of homes. Insurance companies are still assessing. Charles Schwab reports, quarterly earnings this morning. Later, we get results from Netflix, Railroad CSX, and restaurant chains Ruby Tuesday and Sonic. Macy's will open at 5 p.m. again on Thanksgiving this year. This while other stores stay closed to give employees that day off, like TJ Maxx, Costco, and Home Depot. McDonald's has new phone lockers to hold your cell phone while you eat, so you talk to the people you're with. The phone off, fun on lockers are not here yet. Right now, they're only in Singapore. Jessica Ettinger, CNBC Business News, on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Save up to $799 on Marvin's replacement window, the Altrex Fiberglass Infinity. October only, and only at The Window Man. TheWindowMan.com has been the DC Metro's number one choice in replacement windows since 1989. Featuring Marvin's replacement window, the Infinity, fully constructed of 100% Altrex fiberglass, 8 times stronger than vinyl, and will never rot, warp, bend, or fade. Never. And you'll never be pressured into buying on the spot or hounded relentlessly after your free estimate. TheWindowMan.com educates, you decide. Throughout October, save up to $799 off Marvin's Infinity Altrex fiberglass replacement window, or no money down, no interest, and no payment until April 2018. Save huge on energy with Infinity from Marvin Altrex fiberglass windows and pay nothing until next spring. Schedule your free estimate. 703-978-9888. Prior sales excluded. Financing with approved credit. Offers cannot be combined.
6:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
270 out of Frederick, patience needed, with the latest incidents going to be southbound 270 before you get to Route 80 or Bannon. Now, traffic had been stopped. It looks like they're trying to get that right lane to get through, not just the shoulder, but the right lane. So 270 southbound in Urbana were bunched up. Beyond, if you're getting on from Route 80, you're beyond the crash. Then you'll hit your set of delays near 109 into Clarksburg, now Germantown toward Rockville, with travel lanes open in that stretch. Now, top side of the Beltway from 95 and around to George Avenue, Connecticut Avenue, with a stop and go. Virginia, 66 eastbound, 28 Centerville, crash again, confined to the left shoulder, but still flashing lights, the distraction. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A bit breezy, and temperatures may actually fall just a few degrees as a cold front comes through. Got an area of rain coming through this morning, tapering off, and getting some sun in here by this afternoon. Highs later today will be in the low 60s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 63 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by Jiffy Lube.
Stop by your area Jiffy Lube and experience the value of their signature service oil change. Get your tires rotated or wipers and lights replaced. Plus, at participating locations, they even provide brakes, tune-ups, and light mechanical repair. Visit JiffyLubeDC.com.
I want to talk to you about Great Waves Water Park, a very popular destination for a lot of people in Alexandria. Well, last year, Alexandria City Council asked their Parks and Recreation Commission, which is an advisory panel, citizens make up the advisory panel. They wanted to know whether they thought another 40-year lease. So that space that Great Waves Water Park on is a 40-year lease. And they wanted to know, should we renew the 40-year lease? It's 26 acres. And it seems that the commission concluded that the current lease, which expires in June of 2021, is not in the best interests of the city of Alexandria because of the limited season use. They felt that something that's year-round would benefit it would be a better use of that property as opposed to something that's only can be used in basically the summer. It's not a year-round facility, and when it's not being used, it doesn't provide any revenue to the city. So something that's more year-round would probably be better. Now, the city pays about $665,000 in dues to the Regional Parks Authority because of the Northern Virginia Regional Parks Authority. All right, it's a group. They pay them about, as I said, about $665,000 in annual dues. The property, the water parks, Great Waves Water, makes approximately $700,000 beyond their operating costs. So that's profit that they make. And that helps support the Northern Virginia Regional Parks Authority's 32 parks, golf courses, and all the other sites, including the Carlisle House in Alexandria, which is a historic site. More than half of the excess revenues go towards the Carlisle House. Now, a chairman of the Northern Virginia Parks Board said that the board's willing to consider a shorter-term lease while the city tries to figure out what they're going to do, because if the city takes back the property, they're going to have to spend their own money to redevelop it into a different kind of facility, which makes sense that they would have to spend that money. So they're looking at generating more money. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens. If you like the Great Waves Water Park, you might want to go next summer or ASAP.
I'm resisting this.
I resist we much.
I'd like to keep the Great Waves Water Park, preferably, because I have not yet brought my three-year-old to Great Waves. We did, actually. It was, like, the meanest thing. I was driving by it because I was going fishing at the lake behind it. Mm-hmm. There's a little lake called Cook Lake there. Not to give away a secret, but I like fishing there. And I was bringing my daughter down to go fishing, and I wanted to first look at the prices at Great Waves. And they're reasonable prices when you walk in there. But I brought her in, and we got to stare at all of the other kids playing first before I took her around to go. And she was asking me, can we go inside? I was like, let's go fishing. Eventually, though, young lady, we can do that. As long as they keep it there. I hope so.
Mean old daddy.
Here's what's coming up on Mornings on the Mall.
All right. Newt Gingrich is going to be joining us at 7:35. And at 7:45, Trevor Maddich is going to be joining us. It's going to be an action-packed hour.
Yes, it is, because Joe DeGeneva kicks us off as soon as he joins us at 7:05. Right now, WML News.